And brother and sister, we know that there are going to be a gospel conference coming up.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道很快的有一个福音聚会要来到。
And today, brother Mali, brother Diwei, and myself would like to fellowship with you concerning the matter.
今天玛丽弟兄、迪伟弟兄和我要在这件事上和弟兄姊妹有一些交通。
Brothers will assign me to share in English.
弟兄们要我用英文来交通。
For that matter, I need God's grace.
为这一点我需要神的恩典。
Probably also need your patience too.
也需要各位的耐心。
To begin with, let's read two passages.
我们一开始要读两段经文。
The first is in Philippians chapter 1.
第一段是在腓立比书第一章。
From verse 3 to verse 5.
第三节到第五节。
I would like to ask a brother and sister, please turn to that chapter.
我请弟兄姊妹翻到那一章。
Especially for English-speaking brothers and sisters.
特别是讲英语的弟兄姊妹们。
If we are there, let's read together from verse 3 to verse 5.
我们翻到那里的话，我们一起从第三节读到第五节。
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. Okay, the second passage is in 2 Corinthians,
第二段是在哥林多后书,
chapter 5,
第五章,
from verse 17 to chapter 6, verse 1.
从第十七节读到第六章的第二节。
I think that this passage should be very familiar to the English group.
我想英语组的弟兄姊妹对这一段经节非常熟悉。
In the past two weeks, we just studied these two chapters.
因为在过去两周，我们刚刚读过这一段经文。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
旧事已过，都变成新的了，并且都是出于神。
他
借基督使我们与他和好，又将全人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一样。
Although God were making an appeal through us, He begged you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And working together with Him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain.So through these two passages, I would like to share three points with the brothers and sisters.
所以借这两段经文，我和弟兄姊妹要交通三点。
I think the first one, we know that we have received grace.
我想第一点，我们知道我们已经领受了这个恩典。
We have received the grace of God.
我们领受了神的恩典。
I think all the children of God know that grace is a free gift.
我们神的儿女都知道这救恩是白白的。
It's something we don't deserve, and yet we are freely given.
虽然我们不配得，但是我们却被白白的所赐给了。
Grace of God is Christ Jesus.
神的恩典就是耶稣基督。
God loves us so much that He freely gave us the greatest treasure in the whole universe.
神如此的爱我们，他把这宇宙中的至宝赏给我们。
That is His Son.
也就是他的儿子。
We were sinners.
我们是罪人。
I don't know, brother and sister, do you?Have come to realize that we were sinners.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是认识到这一点，我们是罪人。
We sinned against God, we offended against God.
我们得罪了神，我们触犯了神。
And yet God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to us.
但是神如此爱这爱世人，他就把他的独一的儿子赐给了他们。
Free of charge, and that is a grace.
这是白白的，这是恩典。
In Christ, we have been reconciled. We have been made peace with God.
我们在基督里面与神和好了。
Brother and sister, that is the grace of God to you.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神向着你的恩典。
Grace of God to me.
这是神向着我的恩典。
It is a free.
这是白白的恩典。
And yet behind it, God has paid such a great price.
但是在这白白恩典之后，神却付上了极重的代价。
He is willing to give up.The most precious son, the most precious, the most precious one on his heart.
他甚至愿意把他心中那至宝来赏给我们。
And his son was willing to die on the cross for our sake.
他的儿子也为着我们的缘故愿意上十字架。
When we just sang the song,
我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌
it describes how Christ came to the world.
他描述基督是如何来到世上。
He has a heart for the lost ones.
他为着那失丧的灵魂有一个这样的心。
We were the lost one.
我们就是那失丧的。
And Christ came to the earth for you and for me.
而基督来到世上是为着你也为着我。
He went through the deep water and climbed the high mountain.
他走过深水也上过高山。
He paid such a great price for you and for me.
他为着你和我付上了这极大的代价。
He died on that cross.
他在十字架上死受死。
So that in him we could have a peace with God.
所以在他里面我们可以与神和好有平安。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace of God. That's what God has prepared in Christ for us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的恩典，是神在基督里面为你我预备的。
And in this salvation, we not only receive the peace with God, our sin has been cleansed.
在这个救恩里面，我们不仅从神那边领受了平安，而且我们的罪得着洁净。
We also received the life of Christ.
我们也得到了基督的生命。
And it is amazing that this is a life of Christ.That is a life which came and seek and save sinners.
这是一个何等惊奇的事情，就是基督的爱，他来寻找，来拯救罪人。
And this life is now in you and in me.
而这个生命现在就在你和在我的里面了。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we truly touched by that life,
所以弟兄姊妹，我们若是真的被这个生命所摸着的
，if we truly touched by that love,
我们真的被这个爱所摸着了。
Probably our eyes, our perspective will be totally different.
或者我们的眼光就会完全的不一样。
We'll see the people around us just like the shepherds see them.
因为我们如果这样的话，看我们周遭人，就应该正如同那牧人看这些人一样。
They are perishing.
他们正在走向灭亡。
They are marching toward perishing.
他们走向那灭亡的路。
We should have a shepherd's heart toward them.
我们对他们应该有一个像牧人的一样的心肠。
Jesus Christ not only granted us the salvation, the redemption, but also He gave His very life to us.
耶稣基督不仅给我们这个拯救、一个救赎，他也把他自己的生命赐给了我们。
This life is in you and in me.
这一个生命在你也在我里面。
This is the grace we have received.
这就是我们所领受的恩典。
And second point.
第二点。
We shall not receive God's grace in vain.
我们不该徒受或是白白的领受神的恩典。
We know that God gave us a grace, His Son. There's a purpose for it.
我们知道神把他的恩典，他的儿子赐给我们是有目的的。
He desires us to live out that life.
他真是渴慕我们能把那个生命活出来。
He desires us to let the grace flow out of us.
他渴慕这样的恩典从我们生命中流露出来。
If we just receive His grace, and we take His grace in vain,
如果我们只是突然的领受了他的恩典
then we're going to disappoint our God.
那我们会叫神很失望
and also our spiritual life is going to be stagnant.
那我们的属灵的生命也会停滞不前
You know, in Palestine, there are two famous bodies of water.
在巴勒斯坦有两个很有名的水体。
The one is a Sea of Galilee.
一个是加利利河。
And the other is Dead Sea.
另外一个是死海。
Actually, both of them are lakes.
事实上他们两个都是湖。
But one of them is Galilee is a freshwater lake.
那加利利海呢是一个淡水湖。
And the Dead Sea is a saltwater lake.
而死海呢是一个咸水湖。
These two waters have a same source of water.
而这两个湖呢，它们的来源水河水来源都是同一个地方。
But their conditions are very much different.
但是呢，它们的光景却如此的不同。
Lake of Galilee is a freshwater and full of life.
加利利湖是一个淡水湖，它是充满了生命的湖。
And the Dead Sea is a saltwater lake. It's no sign of life at all.
而死海呢，它是一个咸水湖，里面什么东西都不能生长。
The only difference between these two lakes,
它们这两个湖的唯一的差别
，there's a water outlet for Sea of Galilee.
那就是从加利利湖呢，它的水呢有往外流。
The source of water from the Jordan River freely flows into Sea of Galilee.
因为呢，它的水的泉源是约旦河，它的水泉源不泉的流进了这个加利利湖
，and freely flow out of it.
而从加利利湖又很自由的流了出来。
And yet for the Dead Sea, everything is coming in, coming in, coming in.
但是死海呢，却是所有的水都是流到它那里面。
There's no way out.
它却没有把这些水再流出去。
Brother and sister, if we just come before the Lord and say, Lord, bless me, give me, I take this, I take that.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是来到主的面前，只是求主祝福我们，求主赐给我们。
And we will never allow the grace to flow out.
如果我们总不叫我们的身上的恩典流露出去。
Our condition may be just like that sea.
那我们的光景也许就像那死海一样。
If we freely receive the grace and we freely give it out.
我们若是白白领受这恩典，我们也白白的来赏赐出去。
Brother and sister, our life will be full of a liveliness. Our life will grow.
那弟兄姐妹，我们的生命在里面会成长，而且会能够散播出去。
So in order not to live the grace we receive in vain.
所以为着不叫我们突然的领受这个恩典。
We need to live out the life that is within us.
我们必须把我们里面的生命能够活出来。
Yes, we need to consecrate our life to our Lord.
是的，我们要向主来奉献我们的生命。
And also we will be like just a Paul says, we shall be ambassadors of Christ.
而正像保罗所说的，我们应当做基督的使者。
What is an ambassador?
所以使者是做什么？
It's a representative.
使者是一个代表。
We are ambassador of Christ. We are representative of Christ.
所以我们既是基督的使者，我们就应当做基督的代表。
People see us, they shall see Christ's life in us.
所以当人看到我们的时候，人应当能够看到我们里面基督的生命。
And also we shall bring people to Christ so that they can have a peace with God.
而且我们应当把人带到基督面前，好叫他们与神也有平安。
Sometimes I feel like I myself included. We look too lightly on our identity.
有时候也包括我自己，我发现我们对我们这个身份呢非常轻看。
We are ambassador of Christ.
事实上我们是基督的使者。
We are the ambassador of the king of this universe.
我们是这宇宙王的使者。
We are representative of the creator of this universe.
我们是这宇宙的创造主的代表。
We shall live our life.
我们应当活出这样的生命。
We know that throughout history there's a lot of Christians who came to realize that and responded to the call.
我们知道在历史上我们发现有很多的圣徒看到了这一点也对这样的呼召有反应。
Just a while ago, I got a chance watching a documentary film.
一段时间之前我有个机会来看到一段纪录片。
The film was talk about a team of a missionary who went to Ecuador.
这纪录片是讲到一批传教士到厄瓜多那里去传道。
It's a team of five young couples.
是由五对年轻的夫妇所组成的。
They have a burden and desire to reach out to the local tribe.
他们对那当地的原住民有这样的负担。
That's a very savage, very violent tribe.
那些部落事实上是非常的暴力，他们的生活是非常暴力的。
And one of the team members said that.
其中一个团员这样说。
Knowing the danger of collecting them.
他们也知道说有这样的这个危险。
He said, "If I die, I know where I'm going."
那个团员就是说，如果我因为这样而死的话，我知道我会到哪里去。
But if they die.They are perishing.
但是如果那些人死的话，他们就灭亡了。
And it turned out in one of the field trip, the five husbands were killed.
后来发生的情况是在有一次在在当地的传福音的时候，有那五位弟兄五个丈夫呢都死了。
The wife became widows.
那些妻子都做了寡妇。
And however, they are moved and touched by the love of God and love of Christ.
但他们仍然被神的爱和基督的爱所感动。
Some of the surviving family members, they went back to Ecuador.
其中一些存活下来的，他们又回到厄瓜多去。
They live in that jungle. They live with that tribe.
他们住在那丛林中，和那些原住民住在一块。
They care for them. They preach the good news to them.
他们照顾这些原住民，也将福音传给他们。
By the word of the Holy Spirit and by the love of God.
借着圣灵的话，借着神的爱。
The tribe.Many people in that tribe were converted and believed in the Lord.
在那部落里面就有很多人能够转向归回基督。
When I watched the film, my heart was very touched.
当我看这纪录片的时候，我的心实在受到感动。
My eyes were wet.
我实在是流了泪。
The comment to the film says that this is a story beyond forgiveness.
因为这个纪录片说，这个故事实在是超越了光单单的赦免而已。
This is a story of love, God's love.
这是一个讲到神的爱的故事。
Then I asked to myself.
然后我就问我自己。
Where is my Ecuador?
我的厄瓜多在哪里？
Brother and sister, you may not be called by the Lord to a remote film mission field.
所以弟兄姊妹们，或许主并没有呼召你到一个遥远的地方去传道。
But the Lord called His church to be His ambassador right here, right now.
但是主就在这时候在这里呼召他的教会做他的使者。
You and I are His ambassadors.
你和我是他的使者。
Your classroom might be your Ecuador jungle.
你所在的班上也许那里就是你的厄瓜多。
Your community might be your Ecuador jungle.
你所住的社区也许就是那个厄瓜多的一个丛林。
What about your workplace?
或是你工作的地点。
What about your neighborhood?
或是你的邻居。
Lord has a grace and mercy on us. He has brought many people across our walks.
所以主对我们实在有怜悯，因为他把不同阶层的人都带来了。
There's no coincidence we have come to know these people.
我们认识这些人并不是一个偶然。
The Lord has brought them into our lives.
因为主把这些人带到我们的生活当中。
So that we can reach out to them.
好叫我们能够向他们传福音。
Brothers and sisters, I'm asking myself and I also pose the question to you.
弟兄姊妹们，我问我这样的问题，我也把这个问题向各位来询问。
And I urge you and I urge myself, take a good look at our co-workers.
所以我实在是祈求弟兄姊妹好好的看看这个同工。
Take very good look at our classmates.
看看你们一起工作的同事或者是你们班上的同学。
Take good look at our neighbors.
好好看一看你周围的邻舍。
Take very good look at our friends.
好好看看你的朋友们。
We are ambassador of Christ.
我们是基督的使者。
We are representing Christ and we are bringing people to Him.
我们是代表基督的，我们应当把人带来归回基督。
I remember when it was about probably 17 or 18 years ago.
我记得大概是17、18年前。
I was still a graduate student back in Oregon.
我在奥勒冈仍然是一个读书的研究生。
An unbeliever.
那时候我尚未信主。
On one evening, two Christians came to visit me.
有一天晚上有两个基督徒来访问我。
Their intent was to share the good news with me.
他们的本是要和我分享这个好消息。
They came to invite me to their church meetings.
他们来邀请我到他们的聚会里面。
Now looking back, I think I was pretty hard-hearted.
我现在回忆想，我想那时候我的心实在是非常的硬。
They were very mild and very gentle, and yet I gave them a pretty hard time.
他们对我实在是非常的温柔，非常的亲切，但是我给他们实在非常困难的时间。
But while looking back, now I'm a believer.
但是现在我是一个信主的，而我往回头看。
I thank God for His great salvation.
我为着他的恩大的救恩来感谢神。
And also thank God for those two brothers.
我也为着那两位弟兄我感谢神。
It is the work of a Christ on that cross that can save.
因为是基督的十字架能够拯救我们。
But because of those two brothers' visit, I came to know that that salvation is also available for me.
但是借着那两位弟兄的探访，我认识到这样的救恩也是向我是开放的。
Unknowingly, on that evening, I already received two ambassadors of Christ in my little tiny apartment.
在我所住一个微小小的房间里面，在那个晚上，我甚至没有认识到，而我已经有两位基督的使者来探访我。
Brother and sister, we are Christ's ambassadors.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是基督的使者。
And third point, now is the time.
第三点我要分享是，现在就是那时候。
A lot of times we think of our life as just going like a daily grind, on and on and on.
好像我们很多时候觉得生活就是这样子，一直往前行。
Everything will go on like this forever.
好像很多事情就是好像像这样的光景向前。
But the God's word and also the worldly events are telling us Christ's return is very, very imminent.
但是神的话，而且照着世界上所发生的情况事情来看，我们发现基督的再来是非常迫近的。
When Christ returns, when we face Him,
当基督回来的时候，当我们面对他的时候
，Can we say that we are faithful to the call we are called into to be ambassador of Christ?
我们对着他向着我们的呼召，就是做基督的使者。我们可不可以说我们忠心了呢？
Are we faithful to represent Him in our life?
在我们的生活当中，我们是不是很忠心地代表了他呢？
Have we grabbed any chance we have to bring our friends, our family members, our neighbors, and all our acquaintance to come to know Him?
我们是不是抓住了每一个机会，把我们的朋友、把我们的亲人、把我们的家人都带来到基督的面前？
Also, if we have a true love for our friends,
或者说我们对我们朋友是否有这样一个真的爱？
If that love is not selfish, not for ourselves, it's a true love.
这个爱若不是自私的话，就是一个真实的爱。
We will very care about their ends.
我们是否非常关心他们的结局？
We don't want them to perish.
我们实在不愿意他们来毁灭。
We want them to be saved to have eternal life.
我们愿意他们得救，能够得着永远的生命。
Brother and sister, this is a little burden the Lord has put on my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主在我身上放的一点小小的负担。
May this be a reminder to you and also to myself.
这也是向着你和向着我的一个提醒。
We have received God's grace.
我们已经领受了神的恩典。
We shall not just receive it in vain.
我们不单徒受这个恩典。
We shall become the channel of His grace to let it flow.
我们应当作为他恩典的管道，让这恩典流露出去。
We shall take every opportunity that to bring our friends to come to the Lord.
我们应该抓住所有的机会，带领我们的朋友来到主面前。
Because of that, I'm very thankful that we're going to have a gospel conference.
因为这个，我对着我们将要来的福音聚会非常的感谢神。
Because this is an opportunity that we can bring our loved one, unbelieving friends, to come before Him.
因为这是一个我们能够带着我们所爱的，带着我们的朋友们来到主面前的一个机会。
May the Lord's Spirit continue to move us, continue to open our eyes.
愿主的灵继续的感动我们，打开我们的眼睛。
And continue to fill us with His love.
继续用他的爱来充满我们。
So that we can have His perspective, we have a heart of a shepherd.
好，叫我们和他有同样的眼光，我们和他有同样有着牧人的眼光。
We're willing to go out to seek and find and bring them to the meeting so that they can hear the gospel, they can be saved.
我们愿意出去来寻找，来带领他们来到聚会当中，好叫他们能够得救。
That will conclude my sharing.
我交通就停在这里。
跟着刚才弟兄的感觉，我也和弟兄姐妹们稍微有一点点的交通。
Along our brothers feeling, I also have some fellowship with you.
和弟兄姐妹们和包括自己有一些共同的勉励。
So that it will be encouragement to myself and also to you.
我们弟兄刚刚带我们读到的圣经在哥林多后书的第六章第一节告诉我们说，我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1, it says that working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
我们弟兄刚刚已经交通到我们不可徒受神的恩典。
Our brother just assured that we shall not receive the grace of God in vain.
那当我读到这节经文的时候，我里边有一个深处的感觉，就是我们都是与神同工的。
As I read this passage, this verse, I have a feeling is that we are all working together with God.
我觉得这是可能是宇宙当中最奇妙的一个感觉。
I think this is the greatest thing in the universe.
因为我们所信的神是一位非常伟大的神。
Because the God we believe in is the great God.
是一位全有全丰的神。
It's all sufficient God.
他不需要我们任何的帮助。
He doesn't need our help at all.
圣经告诉我们说，他在创立世界之前，他没有选有人给他做谋士。
The Bible tells us that he didn't ask for any counsel before he created the world.
今天我们在地上呢，他也不需要我们的帮助。
Even on earth, he does not need our help.
但是有一个非常奇妙的感觉。
But there's a very wonderful feeling.
就是神要选你我做他的同工。
And God wants to choose you to be his co-workers.
这位能力浩大的神要选我们这些非常渺小的人与他同工。
This a great God would like to choose us a weak person to work with him.
所以当我每当想起这样一个感觉的时候，实在是为着这个感谢神。
Every time when I'm touched by this feeling, I'm very thankful before the Lord.
所以我觉得我们做父母亲的弟兄姐妹们可能都知道。
I think as a parents, we all know.
有的时候我们要训练我们的孩子们。
A lot of times we train our children.
让他们帮助做一些事情。
And ask them to help a little bit.
但是有的时候觉得好像还不如我们自己做的更痛快。
A lot of times we feel like probably if we ourselves do it, it will be much better.
其实我们和我们的孩子都有同样一个生命。
Actually, we have a same life between the parents and the kids.
但是我们和神之间有完全不同的生命。
But we have a very different life between us and God.
他的能力实在是我们没有办法了解，没有办法触及到。
His power is way beyond our understanding.
是我们自己的生命完全不能和他相比的。
Our life cannot compare with his.
但是今天他在地上选了你和我这些卑微渺小的人，能够和他同工。
And yet now he has chosen you and me to work with him.
我觉得这实在是一个恩典。
And I think this is a grace.
并且是一个特权。
And this is a privilege.
我觉得弟兄姐妹们，我们应该把它作为一个特权。
Brother and sister, I think we should consider it as a privilege.
神没有把所有这个同工的责任交给全世界的人。
God didn't just delegate this to work with him to the whole world.
那乃是选择这些被他血儿子血所洒的人。
Rather, he chose to co-work with those who has been cleansed by his blood.
这些软弱的器皿成为他在地上的代表。
This weak vessel is his representative on earth.
我想传福音是一个这些所有神要我们同工当中非常重要的一个方面。
I think preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel is one of the ministry God has entrusted to us.
我们弟兄刚才交通到我们在地上是神的使者。
Our brother just shared that we are representatives of God on earth.
神让我们在地上成为他爱流通的管道。
God wants us to be a channel of His love.
当世人看见我们的时候，他要看见我们里边有一个神的生命。
When people see us, they will see there's a life in us which is from God.
有一个对丧失灵魂那个爱心和热情。
And there's a love toward the lost.
你要把这些人招回来归向神。
And we have a desire to bring them back to God.
所以我们要为着这个实在是感谢神，并且要在这件事情上尽心竭力的与神同工。
So we are very thankful concerning this matter, and we shall work diligently with God on this matter.
他不但赐给我们这样一个与神同工的机会，
Not only he has granted us the opportunity to work with him，
并且他赐给我们里边一个非常 一个极大的宝贝。
And he also has given us a great treasure in us。
我觉得如果你在地上作为ambassador， 作为使者，作为代表的时候，
If we are ambassador on earth，
如果你是代表这个一个非常伟大强盛的力量，美好的工作，那你觉得心里边感觉到非常的自豪。
We will be very proud if we are representing a great power on earth。
我们今天在地上是神的代表。
And on earth now we are God's representatives。
我们里边有一个极大的宝贝。
In us, inside of us, there is a great treasure。
所以他让我们一方面做代表，另外一个给我们一个可以向世界发表的这样一个非常美好的一个宝贝在我们里边。
On one hand, he wants us to be the representative. On the other hand, he wants us to show forth the treasure which is inside of us.
就是圣经里边所告诉我们这个大喜的信息。
And that is the great news of joy.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
是一个何等奇妙伟大的救恩。
It is such a great salvation.
今天我觉得世上的人都需要。
I believe the whole world needs that.
我们今天在地上，在工作当中，在学习的场合，在我们的邻舍当中。
In our neighborhood, in our workplace, in our study.
我们常常会遇见很多不同的人。
We may encounter many different people.
有的人我们看看他们的生活很好。
Some of them, their life seems okay.
我们觉得他们好像不是特别需要神。有的人可能他正在困难当中，我们觉得他特别需要神。
We think some seems that they are, everything is okay, that probably they don't need God. And some of them, they are in difficult times, that they should need God.
但是实际上我们每个人都需要神。
But as a matter of fact, every one of us needs God.
不管我们知道还是不知道，我们每个人都需要神。
Whether we know it or not, we need him.
在路加福音第十五章里边，主耶稣这里边有三个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus used three parables.
今天早晨弟兄带我们唱的诗歌里边提到了第一个。
And the song we just sang mentioned about the first one.
就是九十九只羊。
The 99 and 9.
那接下来他还有两个比喻，一个是失钱，一个是浪子的比喻。
And the second parable was about a lost coin, and the third is a prodigal son.
我觉得这三个比喻就说出了今天世人在地上生活的光景。
And these three parables actually describe the condition of the world.
我们首先都是迷失的人。
We were lost ones.
就像那个迷羊一样。
Just like the lost sheep.
我们个人偏行己路，我们不知道前面的方向是什么。
We went on our own way. We didn't know where we were going.
另外一个呢，我们失去了神原来给我们的一个价值。
And we also lost the value God has predestined to us.
这就是失钱的比喻所告诉我们。
And that's the parable of the lost coin.
我们也失去了做儿子的名分。
We also lost the sonship.
也许今天在地上的生活可能看上还不错。
And maybe our life on earth seems okay.
但是当我们看见这些没有信主的朋友们的时候，
As we see those unbelieving friends,
我们要看见实在是落在这样一个光景当中。
They are really in the loss.
是失去了生活的方向，没有什么意义。
They already lost the direction of their lives.
也许在这个忙碌当中有一些暂时的快乐。
Yeah, maybe in their busyness, they have some temporary pleasure.
也实在是失去了神原来所给人那个做人的价值。
They also lost the value God has predestined for man.
更是不认识神，不认识我们这位天父。
And they didn't know God, they didn't know our Father.
我们以前都是在这样的光景当中。
And that's the condition we were in.
弟兄刚才提到那两位弟兄是怎样去寻找他。
Brother just mentioned that how the two Christians came to visit him.
我相信我们每个人在我们信主的这个道路当中都有人寻找我们。
I believe that all the Christians, somewhere in time we were visited by others.
都有人为我们祷告。
There we have been prayed by many others.
今天神也把这个责任赐给我们每个人。
And now the Lord has given us this responsibility.
让我们去寻找那些迷羊。
So that we can go out and seek the lost.
让我们把神的爱借着我们这些软弱的器皿传播出去。
So his love can flow out of us weak vessels.
我想这是神赐给我们每一个弟兄姐妹们的责任。
This is a responsibility God has entrusted to every one of us.
有一次我们中间有一个年长的弟兄来到我们中间。
One time, there was an elderly brother.
他提到传福音的时候。
He mentioned about preaching the gospel.
他提到圣灵一定会同在的。
He mentioned that the Holy Spirit's presence.
啊，弟兄姐妹们也一定会来。
And friends will come.
仇敌也一定会来。
And the Satan will come too.
但是福音朋友能不能来
？But whether the friends will come.
那就需要我们去邀请。
That would depend on whether we're going to invite.
啊，所以我们这里边看见有几个非常重要的事情。
So we can see several important points here.
我们弟兄姐妹们首先需要起来要征战。
So first of all, we need to stand up and ready for battle.
因为我们知道在这个福音聚会当中，仇敌要做搅扰的工作。
Because we know that the enemy will be here to disturb.
所以我们第一个最重要的服事要摆上祷告。
So we need to offer our prayer.
但是福音朋友们能不能来到？这个聚会当中有没有机会听到神的信息
？But whether our friends will come and to hear God's good news
是在于我们是不是出去邀请
？That will depend on whether we want to go out and invite.
因为我们不能指望着他们，自己有这样的心愿要认识神。
We should not expect that they have the desire to come to know God.
我想有这样的弟兄姐妹们有。
I believe that there are some people like that.
但是如果我们看一看我们周围的弟兄姐妹，我们就发现。这个不多。
But as we look around, we don't see that there are very few.
这是也是很自然的。
This is very natural.
因为当我们不认识神的时候，我们根本就不知道这是一个宝贝。
Because when we didn't know God, we didn't know that this is a treasure.
那我们不知道它是宝贝，我们怎么能主动的来到他的面前呢
？If we didn't know this is a treasure, how can we have a desire to come before Him?
所以今天神把这个责任交给我们。
So the Lord has entrusted this responsibility to us.
让我们把这个宝贝去告诉人。
So that we can share the treasure with our friends.
我想因着这个原因，保罗里边他有一个深处的感觉。
Because of that, Paul has a deep desire in him.
他有一个欠债的感觉。
He has a sense of in debt.
这个是记载在罗马书第一章。
It's in Romans chapter 1.
是在第十四节和第十五节。
Verse 14 and verse 15.
那我想把这两节经文给弟兄姐妹们读一下。
I just read these two verses.
无论是希利尼人、外化人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠了他们债，所以我情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
保罗提到说，他在他里边，在这个瓦器里边有一个宝贝。
Paul mentioned that there's a treasure in this earthen vessel.
那因着这个宝贝，所以他觉得这个要把这个宝贝传给人。
Because of the treasure, he has a desire to pass it on.
所以他也有一个欠债的感觉。
So he has a sense of in debt.
我觉得在我们的生活的常识当中，我们知道，如果我们从银行借了钱，从弟兄姐妹们或者从其他人借了钱，那我们就欠了人家的债。
In our life experience, we know that if we borrow some money from others or from bank, we are in debt.
但是我们在这个传福音的事情上，我们觉得我们没有从人家借什么东西，所以好像我们没有欠别人。
And yet concerning the matter of sharing the gospel, we seldom have the sense of we are in debt.
但是还有一种情况，我们也是在欠债的光景当中。
But there's also another condition so that we are also in debt.
如果有人把一个东西让我们转给另外一个人，我们没有转，我们把它扣留在我们的身上了。那我们也欠了这个人的债。
If somebody asks us to pass something on to others and we hold it on to the thing, then we are also in debt.
我想这是保罗里边的感觉。
I think that's what Paul felt.
因为神把一个至宝放在他的里边。
Because God has placed a great treasure in him.
并且让他要把这个宝贝传出去。
And ask him to pass it on.
如果他没有把这个宝贝传出去，那他就欠了许多人的债。
If he doesn't, then he is in debt to many.
今天我们也是一样。
And same with us.
今天神把一个至宝放在我们的生命当中。
God has placed such a great treasure in our hearts.
并且让我们在地上成为他的使者。
And we have been made his ambassadors on earth.
要把这个大好的消息传给人。
We shall preach the great news to others.
像我们弟兄刚刚交通到，如果我们只把这个扣留在我们的生活当中
，If we just hold on to it, keep it for ourselves,
那我们在人的面前欠了债
，Then we are in debt to many.
所以我们应该极力起来与神征战。
We shall strive to co-work with God to battle with Him.
把这个大好的消息，把神所赐给我们这个福音的责任传出去。
So we can share the gospel to others.
那我最后的一个感觉是觉得，我觉得传福音的时候，让我们能更能够。 认识神的恩典。
Lastly, I would like to mention that when we preach the gospel, we will come to know God's grace in a deeper way.
我们每个人信主之前都可能经过许多的挣扎。
We may have gone through many struggles before we come before Him.
那信主年日稍微长了一点，我们就觉得，哎，我们的救恩是蛮自然的。
After we believe in the Lord for a while, we thought that we come to the Lord, it seems pretty natural.
但是每当我们接触到福音朋友的时候，
But every time when we encounter with the gospel friends,
有的时候福音朋友像一面镜子，又把我们原来自己的光景照出来。
Gospel friends' condition is like a mirror to show forth where we were.
这些年我实在是觉得这个在我生活当中是常常是非常真实的。
It is very real to me.
那我在主信主之前呢，也是经过了许多的挣扎。
Before I came before the Lord, I had much struggle.
但是现在我当我接触到福音朋友的时候
，But now when I have in touch with the gospel friends,
我发现很多可能都比我的光景还好，比我原来的光景还好。
I found that many of their conditions are much better than I were.
但是偶尔也会遇到一两个呢。是蛮刚硬的。
Occasionally I might find someone who is very tough.
可能有的时候让你觉得也挺失望的。
Made me very disappointed.
但是每当这个时候，我觉得，心里边有一个提醒。
And yet, right at that incident, my heart is reminded.
就是我原来也是跟他们是完全一样
的。That's where you were before.
很多的时候可能还不如这些福音朋友们。
Probably worse than that.
但神可以救我。
But God can save me.
我想神也一定可以救他们。
And God can also save them.
一方面给我们一个传福音的确据，神可以救他们。
On one hand, God gave us the assurance that God can save them.
另一方面，也实在是提醒我们，这个恩典是何等的浩大。
On the other hand, it's also a reminder to us it is such a great grace.
当我们看见其他人的时候，我们就觉得原来我们是一样的，我们也是不配的。
And when we see others, we feel like we are also unworthy.
但神救了我们。
And yet God saved us.
神把这个传播大好消息的责任托付给我们。
And He also entrusts us the ministry to preach the good news.
不光是这次大传福音。
Not only this the gospel conference.
也是在我们每天的生活当中。
Also in our daily walk.
我实在是愿主他的圣灵常常激励我们。
May His Holy Spirit continue to encourage us.
愿我们在地上能够成为他好的代表。
So that we can be good representatives on earth.
并且在与他同工的过程当中一同经历他的恩典。
Also, in our co-working with him, we can also experience his grace.
我就和弟兄姐妹交通这些。
This is my sharing.
感谢主听到两位弟兄的分享哦，我觉得我可能都不用再说了。
Thank the Lord. After hearing the two brothers sharing, I feel like I don't have a need to say anything.
感谢主是这个灵魂英文说的这么流利啊。
Okay, thank God for that.
我今天在这个播饼的时候，我真的是又受主的提醒。我们的主啊，真是一个得胜的主。
In the middle of breaking of bread, my heart is again reminded by the Lord. Our Lord is a victorious Lord.
他已经胜过仇敌所有的权势。
He has overcome all the powers of the enemy.
并且他可以使我们这些软弱人哦，都成为耶和华的军队。
And he can make us such a weak person as the army of Jehovah.
为主来征战。
So that we can battle for him.
我就想到哥林多前后书一段话。
And that reminded me.About a passage in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十章第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
并且就是我们来为主征战，不是凭着血气的征战。
It says that as we battle for the Lord, it's not based on the flesh.
我们的征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
所以我们祷告这次 大传福音的话，主也能使我们哦，靠着他能够见证他的得胜。
So I pray that in the, this gospel conference, by God's grace, we can prove that He is victorious.
当我在思索这个分享的时候哦，好像主让我想起了一段经文，在希伯来书第十三章哦。
As I meditate how to share, the Lord reminded me one verse that is in Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来第十三章的第二节。
Verse 2.
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉的就接待了天使。
Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
我们知道这节经文，我们知道经常是用在哦弟兄姊妹互相款待上面。
I think this verse has been used to encourage brothers to receive one another.
但我当回想哦，我们在一起传福音的经历哦，实在是主让我想到这节经文。我们所碰到这些福音朋友，好像是主派来的天使一样。
And However, he also reminds me, it is very much like the experience we have when we preach the gospel. And the gospel friends we encounter is just like the angels from the Lord.
当我们接待他，帮助他们一程，他们领受了神的恩典，我们回头一看，好像不知不觉地接待了天使。
As we receive them, as we offer them some help, and we serve them, actually we are receiving God's angel.
我记得上一次，我不知道是前上一次还是上上次一次大传福音的一个经历。
I don't quite remember which conference, but probably the previous one.
你知道我们传完福音以后，我们会请那些举手的或者有感动的到台前来。
After we share the passage message and we made the altar call and asked those who has a desire to come before the podium.
那次哦，有一个七十岁的老太太和她的女儿到台前来。
During that conference, there was an elderly lady about 70 years old, and his granddaughter came forward.
她说她没有举手，但是她有感动，她到前台来。
She said she didn't raise her hand, but she was moved, so she came.
但是当时的话，我的感觉就是说，哦，可能就陪她祷告一下就行了。
The thought I had at that time was just have a prayer with her.
但是哦，真弟兄的话，好像主给他一点信心，就说真弟兄就提出来，你要不要跟我们今天晚上受洗接受主
？And Brother Sam, however, seems to have a faith from the Lord, and he asked her whether you want to receive the Lord tonight.
当时的话哦，我觉得好像有点太好像太 pushy 了。
The feeling I got at that moment was seems a little bit pushy.
但是呢。当我们跟他交通以后，跟他一起祷告以后，哎，他很愿意，当天晚上就去受洗。
However, when we have some sharing with her, and he was willing to believe in the Lord and be baptized.
因为他第二天啊，一大早就要回纽约了。
Because the next morning she was flying back to New York.
然后我们就把他带到金台的家里，在金台的那个浴盆里啊，给他受了洗。
So we brought her to Brother John's house, and we baptized her in their bathtub.
英美把自己一套换洗衣服借给她穿。
And Sister Deborah just loaned her a clothes.
然后就说，当我们唱完诗歌，跟她交通这个受洗的意义哦，又让她受洗之后，真的我看出了她的那个脸哦，跟原来都不一样。
After we sing some songs and we have some fellowship with her concerning the meaning of being baptized, we feel like there's the expression is different on her face.
就是非常的喜乐。
It's a full of joy.
而且她的女儿见证哦，她女儿在祷告的时候流出泪来。
And her daughter also was a full of a tear when she prayed.
她女儿是基督徒，在另外一个教会聚会。
Her daughter is also a Christian.
为他母亲已经祷告了很多年。
She had been praying for her mom for many years.
她一直都没有信主。
And yet her mom haven't come to the Lord.
但是那天她见证说，真的是神的奇妙的安排，不知道因为什么缘故，她听说我们这边有个福音聚会，神也有很奇妙的安排，她就通过各种渠道，她就来了。
And the daughter testified that it has been the arrangement and the leading of the Lord. And they heard about the gospel conference and she was able to bring her mom over. She has never come to our meeting before.
但是当她听到这种过程了，我真的是知道这是神带来的人。
When I heard about the God's leading, I know that this person was brought by the Lord.
当我们给她受洗完了以后，她第二天就离开，回到了纽约。
When she was baptized and she was flying back to New York the next morning.
我想到现在我再没有见过她。
I haven't seen her since.
但是你回头想来哦，好像是不知不觉接待了天使。
But when you think back, actually you entertained the angels of God.
神经常的在我们周围哦，会安排这些环境。
The Lord will place many such circumstances around us.
他要我们不可忘记接待客旅。
He reminds us not to forget to entertain strangers.
因为不知不觉的就接待了天使。
Because unknowingly we have already entertained the angels.
我还记得我们前不久在我们中间出现了一个老弟兄，叫周岁瑜，你还记得吗，弟兄姊妹？
Just a while ago, there was an elderly brother among us, Brother Zhou.
他起来介绍他自己，他好像好像是个基，他没信主，但好像他是个基督徒一样的。
At that time, he didn't yet believe in the Lord, and yet when he introduced himself, he talked like a Christian.
他到我们中间就好像他找到了家。
He came among us, and he felt like he found a home.
但是你知道他怎么来的吗？
Do you know how he came to our meeting?
他自己介绍，他来到美国，在一个公园里散步。
He introduced himself, saying that when he came to the States, he was taking a walk in a park.
但是偶然机会，他看到红中弟兄在读圣经。
He came across that Brother John was reading was reading the Bible.
哎，他就问他你在读什么
？And he was asking him what you are reading.
哎，洪忠就趁这个机会给他传福音。
But Hong Zhong just grabbed the opportunity to share the gospel with him.
然后赶快介绍他到我们教会。
And also invite him over to the church meeting.
啊，知道他跟陈浩住得很近，赶快给陈浩打电话，请陈浩第二天就送他来教会。
And also know that that the friend live very close by our brother Chen Hao's place, and then he just made a call and asked him to invite him over for the meeting.
他来了，好像就找到家一样的。
So the friends came over. He just felt like he found a home.
他来当天就刚好有受洗的那个受洗意义的交通。
And on that Sunday, there was a meeting for the meaning of a baptism.
他参加以后，他就决定他要受洗。
And after attending the meeting, and he decided to be baptized.
那过了一个星期，他就受洗了。
And a week later, he was baptized.
跟他我是有点接触，我觉得他的心哦，对主真的是很渴慕。
I have some touch with him, and I feel like he has a great desire for the Lord.
他现在已经回到了大陆。
Now he is really back in China.
他是个中学教师原来。
And he was a teacher.
他说我回去以后要把圣经哦好好的读一遍。
And he said that I would like to read through the Bible.
你想想看，他有那么多学生哦，如果他这样子爱主。你想想看，他会把福音传给很多学生的以后。
Yeah, we know that he had many students, and he has such a desire and love for the Lord. He has a great chance to share the good news to his students.
你看那天的话，对洪忠来说，就是他接待了天使。
And on that day, to our brother Hong Zhong, he entertained an angel.
他如果不给他说这个，他就来不了。
If our brother didn't grab the opportunity to share, and then the friend won't be able to come.
我想弟兄姊妹你们都还有很多的经历。
Brother and sister, I know that you have a very similar experiences.
我在自己的生活中我有类似的经历。
In my own life, I also have a similar experiences.
所以我告诫自己不可忘记接待客旅。
So,
不知不觉就接待了天使。
So I remind myself, I shall never forget to entertain strangers because unknowingly, I already entertained angels.
什么是天使？原文很多翻译是天使是传神话的人。
The original meaning for angel is the messenger for God's word.
当他来的时候，他传了一个神的话。我们做的话，我们顺服了神的。
So when the angel comes, he bring the message from the Lord, and we are obedient, then we do God's will.
所以说我觉得 我们这些、啊、神的儿女真是很有福气。
I think we are very blessed as children of God.
我们有机会在地上过属天的生活。
We are able to live on earth a heavenly life.
我们经常可以接待天使。
We can entertain strangers often.
另外的话，我想提到，就主耶稣当他来到地上该刚传福音的时候啊，他就读到以赛亚书的第一段经文，路加福音记载，路加福音第四章第十八到十九节。
When our Lord came to the earth as in his public ministry, he read a passage from the book of Isaiah. It is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
他就宣告他在地上的使命。
He proclaimed his ministry on earth. It's verses 18 and 19.
他说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
福音是为什么？福音是给贫穷的人听的。
What's the purpose of the gospel? It is prepared for the poor.
是给那被掳、瞎眼、被压制的人听的。
For those who are in captivity, who are blind.
谁是贫穷的人？就是那种心中啊有需要的。
Who are poor? Those who are in need in their hearts.
我们知道，我们现在看现在末世哦，真的是罪恶满盈。
I know that we see so much evil in the end times.
很多人对福音没有兴趣。
A lot of people has no desire for the gospel.
很多人相信自己的这种，自己要做自己的神。
They believe that they can be their own God.
可以随心所欲。
They can do their own ways.
但是同时的话，我们知道在这个时代啊，有许多贫穷，有许多被压制的，有许多被捆绑的，有许多心中哦有苦闷、有需求的人。
And yet we know that there are many who are in need, who are in bondage, and who are oppressed.
他们正是神要拯救的那些人。
And those who are God want to save.
也是我们每个人都可以遇到的。
And that's what we can find and encounter with.
就说我，就像我知道的，就算我们中间，我们神所给我们带来的，有许多人我们知道，他们真的是有许多的需要。
And we know that especially a lot of our gospel friends among us, we know that they are in need.
你知道我们中间的话，有母亲是基督徒，一直在为他的儿子祷告，祷告了大概十几年、几十年，儿子都还没有信主。
We know among us that there a mother who is a Christian has been praying for her son for many, many years.
但是我们需要把福音传给他。
And yet we should have a desire to preach the gospel to the son.
当他信主的时候，母亲的祷告蒙神答应，神的应许也得到了实现。
So that when the son comes to the Lord, then the prayer of the mother will be answered and the God's promise will be fulfilled.
还有就我所知道的，还有婚姻有很大难处的福音朋友们。
And there are also gospel friends who have difficulties in their marriage life.
几乎到了要分手的地步。
To a point that's very difficult.
但每次到教会就觉得被激励。
But every time when they come to a church meeting, they feel like they were encouraged.
就感觉好一些。
They feel better.
但是呢，我们知道其他的东西都不能解决他们问题，只有主耶稣能使他们的婚姻破镜重圆。
We know that only the Lord can restore their marriage.
这些人的话，我们要把福音带给他。
We shall bring the gospel to these people.
我想，如果神开我们的眼睛，可能还有许多被压制的、心里痛苦的、空虚的，他们需要福音。
May the Lord continue to open our eyes so that we can see those who are oppressed, those who are in need, and those who are empty in heart.
圣经上说，神是拣选了软弱的，为要使强壮的羞愧。
God said that He has chosen the weak to shame the strong.
拣选了那些愚昧的，叫那有智慧的羞愧。
He has chosen the foolish to shame the wise.
拣选了世上卑贱的、无有的，为要废掉那有的。
So that He has chosen the one that is despised to abolish that the things they are.
是凡有血气的，没有一个在神面前能够自夸。
So no one can boast before the Lord.
所以说，我们的心要对这些朋友们要有同情，要知道他们是神的选民，他们将来是我们的弟兄，是我们的姊妹。
So we shall have the compassion and the burden for these people, knowing that they will be children of God, our brothers and sisters.
那有一点的话，就是说，我想神把我们哦，每个人都放在一个非常独特的环境中。
And another point is that God has placed us in a very unique environment.
有一种情形的话，除了你，别人不能做到的。
Now, there are certain conditions that only you can do the work for the Lord.
不是这个，像真弟兄啊，玛丽啊，维刚啊，或者说明奎姊妹啊，他们哦。能 reach 到的。
Those may not be reached by a certain brothers and sisters.
我想举个例子。
For example.
圣经的例子，我想。
Example from the Bible.
大家都知道有个故事，就是那个列王记下啊，就是那个亚兰王有个元帅叫奈曼，他的大麻风得医治的这个故事。
We probably all know that in the Second Kings there's a general called Naaman.
你知道亚兰是个外邦国，他们不信真神的。
We know that
Syria.
We know that Syria was a Gentile nation. They didn't know the Lord.
他有个元帅奈曼，但是他最后信了真神，信了耶和华。
The general Naaman later became the Lord, come to the Lord.
因为他长了大麻风，以色列的先知以利沙把他治好了。
Because he has a leprosy, and the prophet Elisha healed him.
然后他认识了，只有以色列有真神，耶和华是真神。他以后再不拜别神了。
And he came to realize that only the true and the living God is now in Israel. He will worship no other gods.
但是我们都知道这个故事，但是我们忘记这个他之所以能被治好的一个原因。
We all knew about the story, but we forgot there is one element in the story.
那上面说，有以色列这个小女子被亚兰的军队掳到了亚兰，然后她做了这个奈曼的妻子的仆人。
There was a woman, a young woman who was captured into Assyria, and she became the maid for Naaman's wife.
这个小女子就对这个亚兰说，巴不得你到以色列，你的病必然被治好。
And the maid said to her master that you should go to the Israel so that your leprosy will be healed.
其实她在无形中传了一个福音。
Actually, unconsciously, she already preached the gospel.
我想我们每个人哦，很多时候都像这个小女子的那个处境差不多。
A lot of times, actually, we are just like the young maid.
他这句话，以利沙不能去说的。
Elisha cannot say the things like that.
但是他只要稍微说一下，他就这个效果就非常的大。
And yet, the young maid say that, and that was a great effect.
因为这件事，整个这个外邦一个国的一个元帅信了真神。
Because of that, the whole nation of Aaron, believe, the general of the great nation Aaron believe in the Lord.
我想就是我要说的就是说，神把我们每个人摆在不同的这个环境中，如果神感动我们，我们只要稍微说句话或者做一个举动，对神来说的他的旨意就是能成全很高的神的旨意。
The point I try to make is we are in a very unique circumstances, and if we are moved by the Holy Spirit and we say something or an action we take actually can fulfill God's purpose.
像这次的福音聚会，我也鼓励弟兄姊妹现在就在主面前祷告。
Concerning the upcoming gospel conference, I would like to encourage brothers and sisters, starting from now, we can pray for it.
如果神把有些人放在你心上，你就在圣灵的感动下，可以邀请他们，或者是做一些别的侍奉。
You pray before the Lord. If the Lord has placed someone on your heart, you can invite or do. You can also serve in some other areas.
我相信的话，如果我们每个人都在主面前有这个心，这个福音聚会一定会蒙受极大的祝福。
I believe that if every one of us has a desire before the Lord, this conference will be greatly blessed by the Lord.
好，我分享就到这。
This will conclude my sharing.
好，我们现在唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song.
我们唱597首。
597，
我们请起立唱好不好
？Let's all rise。
那么在这首诗歌里面哈，一直提到带回来。
And in this hymn, it says bring in。
Yeah, 在每一节里面呢都提到好几次。
And it's repeated in every verse。
但是在这个之前呢，他有提到撒种。
And However, prior to that, he says as sowing.
我们知道撒种呢是要花时间的。
We know that sowing will take time.
是要花功夫的。
Take effort.
我们实在是需要主的恩典。
We need God's grace.
好，我们一起把这首诗歌呢从头唱到尾，第一节到第三节。
Let's sing,
请姊妹给我们起个音就好了。好，我们一起来哈。
Together.
收音我们播种，播出神之爱。当我成熟日子，当我成个天种，我们心人梦幻，让魂带回来，让魂带回来，让魂带回来。我们心的梦幻，让魂带回来，让魂带回来，让魂带回来。我们心的梦幻，让魂带回来。
小眼眼的三彩，
小眼我们的手
，Fairy light the cloud，Winter chilling breeze。By and by the tossers and the later angle, we shall see the mountain bringing in with us, bringing in with us, bringing in the seas. We shall see the mountain bringing in with us, bringing in the seas, bringing in the seas.We shall carry the mountain, bringing it with us. Going forward with him, so to Lord and master, so the last ascension of sin and darkness. When our joy fortune, it will be less welcome. We shall carry the mountain, bringing it with us.Bringing in the seas, bringing in the seas.
我们心的梦幻 bringing in the seas, bringing in the seas, bringing in the seas. We shall carry the mountain,